This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
New Jersey would become the first state in the nation requiring everyone, adults and children, to wear helmets while they're riding bikes or scooters. That under a new bill in Trenton.
WCBS reporter Steve Burns is with us. Steve, you talked to the lawmaker behind this bill. How did it come about?
Yeah, Assemblyman Reginald Atkins told me that he recently took a trip to Washington, D.C. with his family. Down in D.C., they have those e-scooters you can ride through an app. They were all on scooters going between monuments when he says his wife and daughter hit a pothole and fell off. Both came away with just minor scrapes. But he said he kept thinking, what if that had been a head injury? So that led him to file this new bill. It would mandate helmets for everyone riding a bike, a scooter, a moped. For kids under 18, that requirement is already in place in New Jersey. But New Jersey would be the first state in the country that would mandate it for everyone under this bill. Atkins said this is really all about safety at the end of the day. The goal is to keep everyone safe and protected. He's hoping that can happen through this bill.
You know, we can all remember, or at least some of us, remember the fight over helmets on motorcycles, now cycling and scooters. What do people in the cycling community think about this idea?
Yeah, I talked with Tyler Newcomb with Bike JC in Jersey City. They are not on board with this at all. His main point was that instead of trying to protect cyclists in a crash, we should try to prevent those crashes from happening in the first place. And that's done with things like better bike lanes, safer streets, elements that, you know, force drivers to slow down. At Bike JC, he says they do encourage helmets, but mandating them is an entirely different question. He says it could be seen as a barrier to entry. Fewer people might decide to get on a bike in the first place if they have to worry about putting on a helmet. We've seen this debate pop up before on the other side of the Hudson. In New York City, every couple of years, there's a debate around mandating helmets or forcing cyclists to register with the state. The overarching goal for Bike JC, for the cycling advocates, is to make it as easy as possible for people to get out of their cars and switch to bikes. And he says these kinds of things make doing that even harder.
This would also be a new job for authorities. Any word on how enforcement of a helmet mandate might work?
Yeah, still to be determined on that point. Assemblyman Atkins said they're still working through those questions on what kind of penalties might be handed out if someone is caught without a helmet. But he said he sees it as similar to seatbelt laws. If a police officer sees you not wearing a seatbelt, that's grounds for a ticket right there. But it does bring up another concern in the advocacy community that there's a history of police discrimination around how these laws get enforced. And they're worried about people of color or people in low-income areas seeing more of a heavy hand in terms of enforcement from these types of laws.
All right, Steve, thank you. WCBS's Steve Burns.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.